on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Lots about politics in the papers. We'll start off with a bit of celebrity gossip on the front of the Irish Sun to try and lighten a Tuesday morning. And this is the news that boxer Ricky Hatton, this is the front page of the Irish Sun, boxer Ricky Hatton has enjoyed a string of dates with Claire Sweeney. The ex-boxer and Corrie's Claire met on Dancing on Ice, and a source said they're having a lot of fun. So we'll all sleep easy tonight, knowing that Claire and Ricky are in love. Obviously, the papers focus on the politics of the day. The Irish Sun, I'll Get My Coat. Leo Varadkar signed off as Taoiseach yesterday, and they have a photograph of him putting on his blazer. The Irish Daily Mirror, House is going to work, Simon. Incoming Taoiseach Simon Harris is immediately facing calls for a general election on his first day in the job over the chronic housing crisis. A damning new report has shown that prices are rising once again as supply reaches a record new low. And of course, a reminder that on Saturday night, Simon Harris pledged to build 250,000 houses over the next 5 years. Sinn Féin's Eoin Óibrin telling the Mirror it's more evidence as to why we don't need Simon Harris as Taoiseach, we need a general election. If everything goes to plan, which we're expecting it will today, and Simon Harris becomes Taoiseach, obviously people will be wondering who is going to be in his cabinet. So the Irish Examiner is wondering that too. They say Harris ponders who to raise to cabinet. Simon Harris will become the youngest Taoiseach in history today, vowing to place a strong emphasis on law and order, business supports and families. Junior Minister Peter Burke is expected to become a senior minister when Minister Harris announces his cabinet. Neil Richmond, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Patrick O'Donovan and Hildegard Nocton are all in line for changes of position. And we're also expecting Simon Harris to announce plans in the coming week for a change of threshold on employers' PRSI. And we heard yesterday that this is all designed to try and offset the increase in the minimum wage, which some businesses say that they are struggling with. Irish Independent, Harris will choose between Nocton and Carroll McNeill for final cabinet slot. Simon Harris will decide today between Hildegard Nocton and Jennifer Carroll McNeill for his final cabinet post. Fellow junior minister Patrick O'Donovan apparently now out of the race, and Peter Burke is a shoe-in for the Department of Enterprise post. I thought Neil Richmond might have got this, but it seems like it's Peter Burke. Helen McEntee is expected to be kept on as Justice Minister. Also, the Irish Times looking at this, saying he had no regrets about leaving office. Leo Varadkar resigned as Taoiseach last night, and TDs loyal to Simon Harris are eyeing promotion in cabinet reshuffle. So all the papers are talking about Peter Burke as Minister for Enterprise. So he looks like he's a certainty. And then you have Jennifer Carroll McNeill and Hildegard Nocton mentioned. Now, the Irish Times is still mentioning Patrick O'Donovan. The Irish Independent says that he's been ruled out. So a bit of speculation. We still don't know. We'll find out today. And then the junior ministers are announced tomorrow. On to other news on the front of the Irish Times. Obviously, we've had a lot of road crashes recently. You may have heard about one that happened in Dublin on Sunday. The Irish Times on the front page tells us that a man who was killed in a single vehicle crash in Dundrum in Dublin at the weekend, well, he was due to stand trial yesterday at the Central Criminal Court after being charged with almost 100 historical sexual offences. The man in his 60s died when the van he was driving hit a tree on Lower Churchtown Road. No other vehicles were involved. The dead man was the sole occupant of the van. And obviously the speculation in the papers now is there any link between the crash and going to court yesterday? But he faced 95 sexual offences charges at the Central Criminal Court yesterday. The Irish Daily Mail, Vatican warns of gender fluidity threat. This is in a number of papers this morning. The Vatican has declared that sex change surgery and surrogacy are a grave threat to human dignity, and gender fluidity is just down to a confused concept of freedom. A new declaration from the Vatican yesterday has placed gender-affirming surgery, surrogacy and abortion on a par with war, violence against women and human trafficking. Inside the papers then, if you're interested in commuting around Dublin, well, the Irish Times tells us that the first measures of the new plan to restrict motorists driving through instead of to the city centre will be introduced in August. This is the Dublin City Centre Transport Plan. I need to think about this. So you have to drive to the city rather than through the city. So we're going to have bus gates instead, and these will operate in August. The bus gates will be on Bachelor's Walk and Aston Quay along the River Liffey, restricting passage to public transport only. There'll also be a ban on private traffic turning left on Westland Row onto Pier Street, and they'll be in place in early August, according to Dublin City Council's head of traffic, Brendan O'Brien. Micheál Martin is in the papers. He's on the front of the Irish Examiner. There's another ad, a cryptocurrency attack is how it's called. Micheál Martin saying he'll fully pursue social media companies after being hit by a second fake cryptocurrency ad. Micheál Martin revealed that the false and defamatory ads were posted about him on social media site X last month in advance of the referendums on family and care, and he had to seek a separate court order against Google to obtain information about who was behind scam cryptocurrency ads posted last year. Also, we heard yesterday that female MEPs have been warned of deepfake explicit images of them doing the rounds online. I saw something the other day on Instagram of a fake article about Anne Doyle. We've seen it about a number of celebrities. Politicians are being targeted as well. So there's going to have to be a crackdown on this because it's ruining people's reputations as well. The Star has an interesting survey today about construction workers, and the hard man image of those in the building trade means most won't talk about their mental health. But under the hard hat, more than one in three workers suffer with their mental health, and 80% would like the tools to manage it. A further 79% reckon there's still a stigma around mental health in the construction industry, and 85% feel their co-workers are reluctant to talk about these struggles. This is new research by Chadwicks, which are big builder providers, and most of those who work in the building trades are men. And there's a new campaign called How's Your Head, launched yesterday by Chadwicks and Richie Sadler there. So the full page in the Star about that. Final story for you comes from the Daily Telegraph. If you've tried to park recently and you have a new-ish car, this won't come as a surprise to you. Drivers are struggling to get out of their parked cars because manufacturers are making newer models too big. So in the UK, they looked at 10 mid-range family cars, and in many cases, drivers have just 30 centimetres to squeeze out of vehicles parked nearby. And 30 centimetres apparently is the size of a cereal box, so it's kind of tight to get out of your car. So the spaces are small, the cars are wider, the average width of cars has grown from about 13, has grown by about 13 centimetres when they were released back in the day compared to now. And British parking spaces, I'm sure Irish are the same, are 240 centimetres wide, which was a standard set in the 1970s. So that means that you have less than 12 inches to each side of your car. This is why we've all these scrapes and scratches on our cars, because it's so tight. They looked at the Ford Fiesta, the Nissan Qashqai, the Kia Sportage. The car getting fatter is the Mini. The Mini is a lot bigger than it used to be back in the day. And the researchers say, ask any driver and they'll have a story about having to creatively escape their car due to a lack of space in a car park. And certainly, I think we've all had that experience. You can read more about that in the Telegraph. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.